This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A sip of that tea to get our vocal cords lubricated. 7 after the hour, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us with the medical news from this week. First, though, a focus on the president's plan to request $3.7 billion.
Well, see, here you go.
Humanitarian crisis. Okay, so here's, and this is a counter. We're interested in counter proposals. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and Tom Coburn of Oklahoma yesterday presented details of a different plan. The president's plan, because they're, according to the stats, there are about 57,000 youngsters who are or have been a problem the past year. So if you put 57,000, do your math. If you divide 57,000 into 3.7 billion, that means each of these people is going to get $65,000 apiece. How's that for math? 65 grand per unaccompanied child, sending children back to Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. So what the senators did was have their staff research what a plane ticket costs from Dallas and Houston back to these countries, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Average cost $207 a trip, a one-way trip, wow. $207. So are we spending $207 a piece to send them back or $65,000 a piece?
He says he can deal fix the
them?
Whole problem for $20 million.
Who said that?
Coburn.
Well, that's why I just gave you the number.
Yeah.
$207 a piece.
$20 million total.
Yeah.
Boom. Done.
That's it. End of story.
And they can use the money that's already in the budget.
That's like having a Groupon for immigration, isn't it?
I mean, what a ruse this is. And even the Democrats don't like this. This is a ruse. Just another way of ripping off people. It's just...
And why in the world don't we have the military standing on the border?
Well, because that's not what the Constitution allows us to do.
Yeah, but you're right. You're right. We cannot. Wow. But we can use the
National Guard.
The National Guard. Thank you.
All right.
We can absolutely use the National Guard.
10 past the hour on Good Day. A Frontier Airlines flight. This is a good story. I love these stories from today at DougStephens.com.
This is the pizza story.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it, too. Go. So, this pilot who was stranded with all of his passengers, decided to order pizza for all of the people on the plane. Isn't it great? Go, Dudley. I'm going to eat my peanuts while you just sit there and whine.
Come on. The state of Utah...
Cry a little bit more.
...has opted to appeal the same-sex ruling that the Supreme Court handed down last week. They have decided to bypass the typical review process. So... this is one of those things that ultimately is a complete waste of taxpayer money and time. The state of Utah, however, because it's a Mormon state, this is one of those things. The state, okay, why is the state of Utah basically promoting a religion? Is there something? The Constitution says the federal government will have no relationship with any kind of religion, even though we all know that it does. So a state, apparently, state of Utah, which was fundamentally founded by Mormons, for Mormons. What is it? For Mormons, by Mormons, of Mormons. So because it's kind of like the Sunnis and the Kurds. And somebody's going to throw a rock at the radio when I say this. But really, it's the same kind of thing, isn't it? The Sunnis don't get along with the Kurds. The Kurds don't get along with the Shiites. And so they got all these different groups.
Well, the Mormons get along with everybody.
No, they don't.
They don't?
No, not at all. They're very
judgmental. Who are they fighting with?
They judgmentally fight and argue with people all the time. It's my way or the highway. This is one of the fundamental, they call themselves Christians. And how they get that, people revere, what was his name, Brown? Who are the two founding fathers of Muslim, of the Mormon religion?
Yeah. Joseph Smith.
Yeah, Smith and Stone, or who cares who the other guy is. But at any rate, Brigham Young was important to it. At any rate, how is that any different? There's no, this Jesus not involved. These people are taught that these two guys were the reason for me. And there are millions of people who believe in these guys and what their edicts were. Plenty of people. I mean, the way women are treated, it's just, I find them, and I hope the people listening in Salt Lake are not upset with me. And if you are, help yourself to 888-302-3684. I don't have to understand it or agree with it because it's not my philosophy. You do what you want. It makes your life better. Swell. But in the meantime, they want to use the religion. The Mormons want to eliminate same-sex marriage. How is that? Is that a little hypocritical, given the fact that the Mormons want to have seven wives, eight wives, but they're not of the same sex?
I just went to Mormon.org.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it says Joseph Smith, a prophet of God, seeker of truth.
Really?
But then right up there, boom, live chat. Click to chat with one of our representatives.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's...
And what happened? Did you click over?
I should. Hold on a minute. Let me click the chat.
You do that?
We can ask so many questions.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is making his house call here on Good Day in a matter of moments. Stand by for that. Medical news next on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Find more of what you need for summer entertaining, like Lipton iced tea, Doritos, and Nestle drumsticks, all at amazing savings. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $4,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, one of our medical experts. He goes through all of the periodicals, the medical sources to come up with the headlines from this week, information about how what's being researched may affect you. And I find it interesting, we've been talking a lot about immigrants, illegal and otherwise. You have a story about what comes into the country through these immigrants, health-wise.
My grandmother, who was 10 years old when she came to America with her mom and dad, my great-grandparents, told me so often about the times of the thorough physical exam she and her parents got before they were allowed to come into our country, and how a few of the people in her group who came across on the ship were sent back because they had infectious diseases. So this really is a story that I'm familiar with. And right now what's happening is illegal immigrants are coming to America with active scabies and other infections, including tuberculosis. These two infections are not frequently seen in America. Scabies are a mite-type parasite that burrow under the skin, leading to itchiness and skin eruptions. The disease can be treated with either oral or tropical medication, Doug, to kill the insects. Central America is full of tropical diseases traditional American physicians are not trained to recognize.
Isn't that swell? So in addition to spending all this money to bring these people in, we're going to have to deal with their illnesses as well. That's really something that will help promote and make America a better place. That's my comment. Let's keep moving here. There's a new drug that's been developed for treating psoriasis. Now, I'm going to challenge Dr. Ken into pronouncing the name of this drug.
I wish you wouldn't have done that. But this is out of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I've been searching for the established, agreed way to pronounce this, and it just doesn't exist. It's secukinumab, and this is the scientific name. The brand name has not been established yet. But let me spell it, because this is really good news. S-E-C-U-K-I, N as in Nancy, U, M as in Mary, A-B. If you know anybody with psoriasis, this is where people incredibly scale. When they come to visit you, they will leave their skin material on whatever surface they go near. Gross. It's frustrating, embarrassing for them, for anyone around them. This is such fantastically great news out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. This new drug called secukinumab has been shown in two clinical trials to rapidly and effectively treat psoriasis in some patients while causing fewer side effects than current pharmaceutical treatments. It's an engineered antibody against an inflammatory signaling protein that has been implicated in psoriasis. And the great news is the current treatment just in general turns down the immune system, but this selectively works on the part of the immune system which is attacking the skin.
All right, women's medical news, getting regular pelvic exams, yes or no?
No, this is great news. Analysis of internal medicine for all of our ladies. For decades, Doug, American women have routinely had a yearly pelvic exam. The aim is to spot cancers of the pelvic organs, infections, and abnormalities such as ovarian cysts or uterine fibroids. Well, the influential American College of Physicians this week is advising against routine pelvic exams for women who are not pregnant and have no symptoms of a potential problem. The reason? There's no good scientific evidence that screening exams benefit women. However, the new guidelines apply only to pelvic exams, and women should continue to have cervical cancer screenings.
All right. From the Dirt Department, inactivity is the main culprit in obesity. I mean, why even talk about that?
Well, this is American Journal of Medicine this week. You know, you've talked about why in America suddenly are people so obese. Lack of exercise and not a tendency to eat too much may explain why an increasing number of Americans are obese. There's been a sharp rise seen in the number of Americans who do not exercise. If we currently truly want to take control, Doug, of our health and our health care costs, then we need to provide safe places for physical activity.
GenuCell with stem cell technology. How does it work on the bags and puffiness under one's eyes?
Ladies, are you tired of trying a wrinkle cream that simply does not work? And what about these bags under your eyes? That's why GenuCell with instant effects is different. GenuCell uses iSeril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around the eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours of your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. GenuCell is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in 30 days or your money back.
800-822-6145 for GenuCell. 800-822-6145. Recommended by Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145.
is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny present Garth Brooks.
What is this?
This isn't Garth Brooks.
That is not. This is his song, but that's not Garth. Now I'm to make it
on her own. All right, take two on this.
Not a bad version. But, you know,
I didn't want to do this. Somebody put the wrong song in there, but we can always go back to Old Faithful, somebody. Which is...
Last week, a cryptic message appeared on Garth Brooks' website saying, "The wait is over, ... 77. And yesterday, the message was replaced with a communique accompanied by lightning flashes, thunder rolls about a news conference slated for noontime today. News conference will be streamed live on that on the Garth Brooks that Garth Brooks website, as well an interview with Garth Brooks. Could the announcement outline plans for a much anticipated world tour? If so, it'll be the first one in 13 years. Let's go cash in. How popular is he? He must have some recognition factor in other countries other than America, right?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Have a
he's a worldwide superstar.
He's huge.
I thought he was going to quit.
He did. Yeah. He took 10 years off to be with his kids. But now he says since his kids are retiring, or his kids are retiring, his kids are graduating, and they're all out of the house, that his retirement can come to an end. He can go back out. And what I'm really excited about is he's going to tour with Trisha Yearwood, his wife. She's going to open for him.
All right, so what's this song about?
Thunder Rolls?
It's about domestic violence. The weather that has kept him out all night. And the thunder
rolls. All right, so.
The thunder rolls.
Story.
The thunder rolls. And the lightning. The guy's a bona fide superstar.
Yeah, he's a hit maker.
He's a big deal. All right, let's get to some of the other news floating around here today. Story at DougSteffen.com about a farmer who lost his iPhone in a grain elevator last year, got it back. It turned up in Japan.
How'd that happen?
The grain got shipped to Japan.
Kenny, what's the story behind the story on this one? And have you had comments, Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show, about this weird Mondo Bizarro story?
No comments, and you really nailed the story. He doesn't know how it got there. He was working, and it fell into the grain elevator, and he made the good choice not to dive in after it.
Very dangerous thing. That's a sure death, jumping into one of those silos. Absolute death.
Like quicksand,
and then
right?
Somebody,
it's not only that. It's the gas that's generated by the stuff being put in there as well. Both of those things. Horrible. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
And then somebody contacted him 8-9 months later from Japan that they had found it, and they were just going to toss it, but they thought, you probably have stuff in there that you want to keep, and I know if it was my phone, I would want it back. So.
Yeah, right. Isn't that really amazing? It's just stuff that happens in the real world. So our poll asking how many smartphones you've gone through, how many people lose them? I've only lost one over the year, and it wasn't...
Please.
What? Please, what?
Please.
Please, what?
I think I can count 7 or 9 or 50 that you've
lost. I've lost? No, yeah. I've broken them. I have not lost them.
Oh.
I've broken
you got me
them.
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank
okay.
you. All right, anyway, so our question, how many smartphones have you had in the last 5 years? 30% of you said 1, 25% of you said 2, 16% of you said 3, 15% of you said I never had a smartphone. This is not about smart. This is about mine was a flip phone. 9% said 4 they've lost. 10% 5 or more. Can you imagine losing 5 phones?
No.
Over the course of
At that
of
point, you don't deserve to have a phone.
More and more, when I want to settle down and stop the everyday chatter in my head, I do one thing. I play my guitar. I'm not very good, but that doesn't matter to me much anymore. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. I love holding my guitar, playing it, and learning something new. So I take lessons, and I celebrate all my tiny music victories. My guitar teacher says to expect an 8% accuracy rate as a beginner. I like that. Everywhere else, people expect a lot more than that, and I demand a lot more for myself. I also like knowing my guitar will be there for me when I'm older, ready to feed my soul. Right now, I'm practicing a Disney song for my granddaughter. What's your hobby? Aren't we both so lucky? I am. Even when my musical lover sounds crabby, I'm just fine. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
As we bring you extra special attention on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, what's going on? Dr. Joy Brown will join us in this half hour talking about the honey-do lists. Does your spouse give you a honey-do list? I have, no, but not really that way, but yeah, I have things that I'm happy to do, that I want to do. I'm fairly helpful and handy around. I've been on my own and doing these things, so I had my own honey-do lists. Now I have a honey, and she's happy there. We're sort of rearranging things here. So, yeah, we're going through the honey-do's. Not any honey-don'ts, honey-do. And honey is happy. I love, you know, the thing about good relationships is that you are happy to do things to make the other person comfortable. She's going way out of her way to make me comfortable. And so I will go way out of my way to make her comfortable, because I think that's what good relationships are built on, in part, a lot of things. But when you really care about somebody, you go out of your way, don't you? You do that? Kenny, you go out of your way for Lisa. Richie goes out of his way for Janet.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Okay. No, she's on her own.
Really? Good, Richie. Congratulations.
I got things to
you
do.
You just laid down the law, Richie.
I'm a busy, busy man.
Yeah, you are. Of course you are. All right, things that are going on here. You may find this difficult to believe, but the United States of America, through its National Security Agency, is spying on Americans who are Muslims.
What?
Muslims. Can you imagine American Muslims?
Are you shocked by that?
Monitored by the NSA and the FBI, according to new documents released this week. The United States has been monitoring prominent American Muslims. Who would be one of those? Isn't there a congressman who's a Muslim?
Yes.
There is. All right, who else?
Cat Stevens.
Well, yeah, I suppose. I've been thinking about him, but
he's the highest profile Muslim.
There are 7,000
George Clooney's
in-laws.
Right.
Yep, that's it. 7,000 targeted, monitored by the NSA. The FBI looking at the same suspect. But the interesting thing is that the FBI and the NSA are not coordinating. I know you all find this shocking as well. FBI doesn't coordinate with anybody. They don't share their information with anybody. Neither does the CIA, neither does the NSA. So what good is all of this? Hmm. Even if you support doing what they're doing. It's okay to do it to them because all Muslims are bad people, right? Isn't that that's the theory behind people. You got to monitor those Muslims because they're bad people. So there are a number of things, and this is a Snowden report kind of, that he's been leaking stuff a little bit more here and there. The essence is really quite astounding when you get right down to it. What are you chuckling about?
I just looked up a list of prominent American Muslims.
Yeah, and included in that list?
Dave Chappelle, who converted in 1998.
Right, he'd be somebody I'd want to monitor. For drug use only, though. Right? Who else? Hard to find, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of rappers. If you go back to business, here you've got the CEO of PIMCO, over $1 trillion in global assets, Mohammed El Arian.
Yeah.
CEO of Emergent Biosolutions.
Yeah.
The co-founder of YouTube, Jawed Karim, I guess.
Uh-huh.
A hedge fund entrepreneur and founder of Khan Academy, Salman Khan. The owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars,
right,
NFL team, Shahid Khan.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO of Ethan Allen. Yeah, that guy's probably pretty dangerous. We are going to change all of their furniture to be more Middle Eastern.
Uh-huh.
It's a feng shui you across the country.
Feng shui.
Let me see. Safi Quarshay, who is a Pakistani-American entrepreneur and philanthropist who co-founded AST Research.
Anyway, got your eyes on all those babies, right?
Yeah, they look like they're really dangerous people.
Yeah. Okay.
The rappers list is really long.
Well, those are dangerous people.
Here's a rapper named Q-Tip.
Uh-huh.
Oh, formerly of a Tribe Called Quest, yeah.
I found some wax in my ear with a Q-Tip yesterday.
I use it all the time. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, get your...
You'd definitely be watching that
get
guy.
Get your watch on him. Yep. The presidential love scandal.
Whoa. I just found the Mac Daddy of all prominent American Muslims.
Ew.
That they absolutely should be keeping an eye on.
Yeah.
This guy is a danger to everybody walking in this country.
And his name is?
Dr. Oz.
Mm. He's Muslim.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous guy. According to Congress,
he's a killer.
Yep. He's in it for himself. Okay. Story at DougStephan.com today about former President Warren G. Harding.
Shame.
The president was involved in a tryst when he was president 100 years ago. He was the 29th president of the U.S. Before he and his first lady entered the White House, he was madly in love with another woman. And the love letters are about to become public. Harding entered the office in 1920, began having an affair with Carrie Phillips in 1905. The two were neighbors in Ohio. And he wrote his mistress 1,000 pages telling of his unhappy and emotionless marriage to his wife Florence. This woman had a lackluster marriage as well to one of Harding's friends. The letters were filled with passion. So the Washington Post got a hold of one of them and says the letter reads, quote, "My darling, there are no words at my command sufficient to say the full extent of my love for you. A mad, tender, devoted, ardent, eager passion. Wild, jealous, hungry love. It flames like the fire and consumes me."
You don't do this with Meredith, do you?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm guaranteeing you he's giving her that look right now, though.
Yeah.
No, she's not here. She's in another part. She's listening, though.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and she was.
You're missing out, Meredith. This could be extra creepy.
I was having to feed him like loving lines to give her yesterday.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I was feeding you.
What are you talking about?
Absolutely, so Cyrano de Bergerac. Nah. Let me tell you something. Those lines I was giving you to say to her was the hottest thing she's ever heard come out of your mouth.
Is that so?
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, we were just talking about how it is important for loving couples to help. And Meredith said that I was very handy around the house.
She said yesterday, Doug told her, he said, Richie, Meredith looks very good today. And I said, Doug, Meredith looks very good every day.
Oh, that's perfect.
And she's like, oh, now that's a good line. I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, by
You're
the way.
Always beautiful to me, baby.
That's it. That's exactly right. Other dangerous Muslim Americans.
Are we still on this?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq's a Muslim. Do they allow him to do those stupid movies that he does?
I guess. Rasheed Wallace, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Mike Tyson.
that guy is dangerous.
Yeah, he's dangerous.
Wall Street Journal article on Obama today says that Obama is a dummy.
Breaking news.
There's a lot of things. I don't know that I'd buy that one.
They're all about taking...
He knows how to get elected. I give him that.
He's no dummy.
He's no dummy.
No, he's no dummy at all.
Smart guy.
No, he knows how to get what he wants. And
he sure does.
In the face of being the least popular president since Warren Harding, he's still getting it done. And so he's smarter than the average bear. Figure out how to get all the executive orders in place, all that stuff. Oy.
He's no dummy.
Nope, none. Okay. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a moment to help you with your honey-do list here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Traveling in the off-season can save you money. That may sound obvious, but how do you know when off-season is? This is Pauline Frommer, editor of Frommer's, with the answer straight ahead, brought to you by Hotels.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that, or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards, and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com Rewards Program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Off-season can vary by destination, but it's almost always while school is in session. Or travel just after peak times, the weeks immediately following big holidays, to get great deals in otherwise pricey locales. And remember, Hotels.com is the obvious choice when you're looking to book a great hotel room at a great price.
Okay, we're two.
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in his neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Just be quiet and start talking before you get in trouble with your girlfriend. Go.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I have our friend Dr. Joy Brown to settle the problems that spouses have with to-do lists. What do to-do lists? You've been married, Joy. You've had relationships and so forth and so on, and so have I. So have we all. And I wonder whether the to-do lists are. I have often thought that they were somehow or other meaningful of something else. There was some other reason for a to-do list other than just to-do. Do you know what I mean?
We call that subtext woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Really?
Yeah.
Clinical term.
Yeah, I bet you'd like that. Yeah, from the Greek, which means...
Woo-woo.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo-woo.
Not being very straightforward about what's really going on here.
Yeah,
I think they can be. But the problem about to-do lists is they're almost always women to men.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it can certainly be a statement of how come you don't care more about what I care about? How come you don't care more about the house? And so I think you have to be a little careful about them on both sides. I think from a man's point of view, the idea of, that if there are 99 things on that list and I get 80 of them done, the only one she'll focus on is the ones that I haven't gotten done.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I were a man, what I'd do is say, look, honey, tell me what this is really about. Can we do things together? Are you feeling neglected? Because
that's what I wondered about, whether there's another message here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the subtext woo-woo, is you're not paying enough attention to me and to what's important to me. And quite often women feel that the house is more their domain. I've been working since I've been 8 years old or something. But when somebody would come over to the house, and it could be immaculate, I'd say, oh, I'm so sorry, the house is such a mess. And the place could have looked like a hurricane just came through, and my ex would, never even, notice it. And it wasn't because he was being obtuse or mean to me. It's just that how the house looked was just not crucial to him. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was somehow a self-definition. And I think you have to be really careful about those kinds of issues, because as you point out, you're arguing about something that is not what you're really arguing about. So there's no way of solving it. And that's
again, back to the subtext of what this is all about. There's an aggressiveness that goes with this.
Well,
it's
what we call in the trade a passive aggressive, because instead of saying, look, I'm really angry, you're never here, you don't seem to care about what I care about, you don't care about the house, which means you don't care about me, then we say, well, you don't get any of these things done. And since most families these days are two career families, one of the things I suggest is the two of you drop the list together. Both of you put how important it is, what the priorities are. And if it's really important to both of you, and neither of you wants to do it, hire somebody, share the cost. Mm-hmm. If it's really important to him and not important to her, then he can do it. If it's really important to her and not important to him, then she can do it. So I think there are ways of negotiating that without sort of letting the house crumble around or the marriage crumble around your ears.
Mm. Well, one of the things that I find, I always like to find these daily thoughts. I have a number of motivational sites that I go to, and I like to lay on people some of these thoughts because I think they're great food for thought. The one I saw today that I liked is, life is too challenging for external rewards to sustain us. The joy is in the journey. And I was thinking about the way that people ask others to do things for them, again, in the honey-do list. That's an external kind of a thing. What's really going on inside your heart? And what is there that you feel like you're not getting? Most people don't recognize what they need until I think people get married and they expect the other person to fulfill all of the needs that they have.
Well, they expect them to read their mind.
Yeah.
Which is a dreadful mistake.
Right.
I mean, the only mind that you can ever read at best is your own, and most of us have trouble with that.
So the lesson is, speak your mind.
Well, figure out what you're really asking before you ask it. And then ask it gently and negotiate it.
Uh-huh. Joy, would you come back next week?
Yeah, what's in it for me?
Being on this program.
Oh, yeah, of course, then. Yeah.
Check out drjoy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Afternoon Delight. Just go out on a limb. Love
movie,
that.
Music, Will Ferrell and the cast of Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, singing Afternoon Delight. The movie was about as stupid as any movie you could probably come across.
Classic.
I was
comedy.
Dumb enough to sit through the second one.
Oh, I thought it was great.
The second one
was actually very smart about the news media. Come on.
How do you not get that movie? I mean, come on now.
Interesting Doug that question.
You're right. Classic lines like this.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong. But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
That was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
I mean, come on.
There were some good lines. I just thought that Carell was stupid and some of the
interactions. That's the whole point. They're all stupid. That's why it's funny.
I didn't think it was funny. But there were a few lines in there that were funny.
You just don't like stupid comedy, and that's
I don't.
Your problem is you're too highbrow for
that's
that.
That's me. I'm too. That's yes. me. I'm too intelligent.
That's
my
right.
intellectual quotient's
too
high.
Now, that's funny.
He's kind of a big deal.
I am kind of a big deal.
Yeah, you're
don't
kind
you
of a big
it.
Deal.
55, I convinced Meredith of that.
Stay classy,
55
Friday,
past
yeah.
the hour. Yes. 55 after. It's Chuck Curry time. Let's have a moment for Dick Jones, who is the voice of Pinocchio. He was 87 years old, passed away. This is him.
That's not him.
That's
not him.
Yeah,
Jimmy Kicker. Where's Pinocchio? Thank you. What happened to Pinocchio?
I don't know. Michael Pinocchio is in this.
right.
But no, where is he?
Just looks at me and goes, oh, no.
Oh, great, Michael.
Oh, this is a song from Pinocchio.
Oh,
I told him to get the voice of Pinocchio.
We want Pinocchio saying, I'm a real
not
boy.
Jiminy Cricket. Yeah. The best laid plans of Mike.
Oh, it's
and
close.
Men.
I'm in the ballpark.
Well, here's a little clue for you. In the future, when you're looking for all things Disney, Michael Fortier is not your man.
Yeah. Apparently not. All right. I thought I had somebody that knew what was going on, but apparently that wasn't the case. Mistaken identity.
Ask him about
that baseball. Was the first film my parents took me to see in the movie theater.
Yeah. I think it may have been
Pinocchio.
It may have been the one that I, the first one I think I've ever I ever saw it, too, now that you mentioned it.
The second film they took me to see was Deliverance. I had
of course.
There.
Yeah, right. All right. Where do these people come from? Stand by for movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Let's get to our movie news quotient for the day. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day.
All right, Doug, first story. Warner Brothers is moving forward with a reboot sequel to its 1984 blockbuster hit Gremlins. It has two screenwriters working on the script. Rumor has it that Chris Columbus, who wrote the original, will produce this new remake, reboot, and also a sequel, as Steven Spielberg will be back to executive produce. I think the biggest difference from Gremlins in 84, which is a great summer movie, and a new reboot, is that the original was all done with hand puppets. This one will be all CGI'd, which will probably lose some of the film's magic. I don't know. Are you a big fan? I'm a big fan of Gremlins. I think it's a great movie.
You asking me that?
I'm asking you.
Are you kidding? What's
no,
the
he's not going to like that. It's
one
too
of the
scary
for him. Movie news. Alec Baldwin is in talks to play the head of the CIA in the fifth Mission Impossible film. Tom Cruise once again will be back as Ethan Hunt, and a relatively unknown Swedish actress named Rebecca Ferguson will be the female lead. She co-stars in the movie Hercules with The Rock, which comes out, I think, this Friday or next Friday.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin, that's a good role for Alec Baldwin. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.